This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for March 14th. I'm Paul Plack. Husband and wife air show team Kyle and Amanda Franklin suffered extensive burns in an air show mishap at the Brownsville South Padre Island International Airport in Texas Saturday afternoon. The U.S. State Department is warning U.S. citizens to cancel any non-essential air travel to Japan, even to regions not severely impacted by last week's earthquake and tsunami, until at least April 1st. And airlines will let you change existing tickets free for now. The new NAL report shows commercial GA operations in 2009 improved their safety rate by a third over 2008, and fatal accidents in that sector were down 88%. Aeroflot has placed an order for 6 Boeing 777-300ERs and 2 777-200ERs. International Lease Finance Corporation has finalized an order for 33 next-gen 737-800s. Bell Helicopter reports wrapping up Heli Expo 2011 in Orlando last week with signatures on contracts for 41 helicopters. Eurocopter says it had 68. A major logistics provider in China has ordered 11 Grand Caravans from Cessna. Airbus Military has okayed the industrial launch of the A400M airlifter and approved the start of series production. SpaceX and the city of McGregor, Texas, signed a lease agreement last week allowing the company to expand the size of its rocket development facility. And Pratt & Whitney Rocketdyne says its RS-68A hydrogen-fueled production rocket engine has been validated and is ready to power a heavy-lift vehicle into space. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, CFI Bob Miller talks about flight into known icing, specifically in a Q400. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.